Hey everyone, I'm Tima from Shades and Pages, and welcome to Brazenly Shady, your ticket to hot and unfiltered conversations about all things Black romance. Tap in, everybody. We're about to take y'all on a ride.
All back to Brazen Bay Reviews, the podcast. We've been
welcome.
We've been MIA. We've just been doing what we've been doing.
We ain't been MIA. I feel like we've been
what we've been doing.
Not a goddamn thing, but we ain't been MIA. We've been shit right here waiting to record, like reading and on Twitter talking shit and, you know, dealing with the whole thon. You know, shit like that.
Woo! So, shout out to Tama here being on the Ho-a-thon and the little current interviews that they've been having with certain folks, you know, with authors and stuff. So, shout out to her.
It's been interesting. Well, it's fun, you know, meeting with the authors, chit-chatting. Doing ho shit. You know,
and I love it. Never change. We hold 24 hours of the motherfucking days, baby.
Ho is life, and
ho is life.
I totally believe that.
That's gonna be our new tagline here at Brazen Bay Reviews.
Ho is life. Shout out to my hoes in Ho Valley, B, Nicole, Witt. I love y'all, hoes, much, very hey, much. Hoes.
All right, but we ain't here to talk about y'all that much longer. Okay, let's get to
it. She not cut the hose off. God damn it.
All right. You gave you a little shout out now, though. Let's give a shout out.
Wait, you would have made me holler, girl. What?
Shout out to the hostess.
You'd be like, nah, I've stood up for now. But
this is what we got to do. Okay.
Let me get off my little platform. He calls me smart.
Don't you start. Okay. Woo-hoo. So, as you guys know, this month we are doing sports romance for the month of, what are we, in July?
We're in July. A little sports.
We found some books, and this episode we're going to start off with two. We have Can't Catch Me by Miss Alexandra Warren, which is the first book in her
Houston Skyhawks
series. Houston Skyhawks.
Juicy cover. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
That man can get, he can get it. Let me tell you something. That six pack is, I just want to run my fingers down it. Like,
he can get all these walls, child. Yes.
I don't even need to see your face, quite honestly. I just want to fill up on your chest, you know, if we being really real, you know.
And that's
did I just objectify somebody? Yes.
You sure did. You sure did.
Well, listen, that man got a pretty ass chest. That's all I got.
Yummy.
Yummy. Delicious. And then, chef's kiss. And then the second book, we're going to switch on over to Fumble Recovery by Ray Sean, and that is another cover with that chest, but
that little V go down there. That's, I love to see men with that. Now keep in mind, I have that, but I love niggas that have it.
Ooh, come on, with the V dip all the way down to the ding-a-ling. I like that.
Yeah, like you had the little bit of hair just peeking out just a little bit. The pubic hair going on. I was like, no.
All the way down to Mr.
the dick. Hopefully it's big. But anyway. Yes. This is all right. The first.
So we're going to start off with Alexandra Warren's book first, Can't Catch Me. So both Tama and I had some mixed feelings about this book. And so basically what you have Brianna and Lance. Brianna returns home because her career is all fucked the fuck up. And she is kind of like in that, you know, shit ain't right, you know, and she doesn't want to run into Lance. And it wasn't like they were exes or anything, like they were like best friends growing up. So Lance is still kind of like sore at Brianna for leaving the way she did. He thought they were going to like, you know, go to school together and all that, you know, best friend shit, you know. But she returns back home. She's not in a good position and she's kind of like avoiding Lance because she's kind of like embarrassed because her life ain't turned out the way she thought her life was going to turn out. So,
you know, it was one of those things where it was, she was not, okay, she was hard to like.
I agree.
Very hard to like because I felt that she was self-centered and selfish. Like, even from the beginning of the book, I did not like how she handled the situation with Lance. Like, if y'all supposed to be cool, y'all supposed to be best friends. Like, her communication was fine. Nah, both of them
was in hell.
But her communication was horrible. It's like, she didn't say anything to him. And then she just left. And then didn't even keep in contact with him. Like, yep. I just was like,
which I just did not understand why she gave him such a hard time when she came back home. Because when you get to the part, when you get to the part of the story where he's explaining how they, you know, she kind of like up and went to school, like she didn't say anything. She didn't, like, that's your best friend. Like, y'all were friends through elementary school and high school, and you just up and leave. I was just like, yo, like, the fuck is going on? And I get she was going through some shit because her parents were going through a divorce and all that other stuff. But I got problems with that too, Alexandra. But you know,
but that's stuff that you talk to your best friend about. You'd be like, hey, my parents is getting on my nerve. I don't want to go to LSU anymore. I want to go to Oregon. Like, you talk about that. You let the dude know that, hey, I'm making this decision. You know, like, come on.
But my thing was, what was the point of going to Oregon? Was it just to like get away from everything, to run away from everything? Because that's the idea I got.
That's what I got too. I got that things were too heavy where she was. And from what I read, it said that she wanted to start over and she felt like going to LSU was going to be just like being in Houston. So it seems like she wanted this new identity, like she wanted to start fresh. But I was confused as to why, because keep in mind that her life in Houston was not that bad. I get it. Her parents were going through a divorce, but outside of the divorce, everything was fine. I don't understand, like, why she was so hell-bent on starting over, rebranding herself, when the issue she said was her parents and their divorce and she was going through a hard time. And it seemed like she had a full ride to Oregon. And so it was like, what was the reason? My Cardi B voice, what is the reason? Like,
but it's like she got to Oregon and she was doing good as far as school, but as soon as she got out of school, she started taking these, you go into an internship, they don't hire you. And then you're like, you out in the fucking world with your ass out, no protection.
First of all.
Like, and then you stay with your motherfucking friend. Like the situation with the friend, like, that's some fuck shit. But I was like, what? You have two parents. Why you ain't call your parents and let them know what was going on?
It was like she was unnecessarily putting herself in situations and making horrible
Yes,
and I'm like, what the fudge? What are you doing? Yeah. First of all, let's talk about the fact that this bitch, she did some bitchy shit, but anyway, she took a unpaid internship. Who the fuck does that?
And then the company basically puts you out on your ass.
You
and now you're basically homeless in a whole nother fucking state. And it's like,
You didn't contact your parents. You didn't contact anybody.
You didn't contact your parents. You did
it yourself. It was like, and then you came home with attitude with this person that woe is me, with this woe is me attitude, you know. And it's like the situation or the scene where she was hiding in the bushes from Lance and get bite up with them ants. I do not know what Lance did you to make you even behave this way towards him.
But he didn't do anything. She literally was the one that left the friendship and cut off communication. He didn't do anything. So I still didn't understand. Because when she hid in the bushes, I was like, so what the fuck are you doing? Like, and then it's like, well, she didn't want him to see her because it's like basically I'm a bum. You know, I'm living in my parents' house, you know, listening to my dad fuck my stepmom. You know what I'm saying? And that's embarrassing to me. So it's like, but how is he supposed to know any of these things? One, you never told him shit. You know what I mean? But and then you're like hiding. And then when they finally meet, she's giving him attitude. It's like she's mad because he's a successful football player and her life is shit. But that's not his fault, because when he was like naming off his accolades to her, she's like, oh, it must be nice. Like, bitch, why you mad? It ain't my fault you in the position you in. You put yourself in that position.
Yeah, she was giving me jealous vibes. She was giving
I ain't like that. Vibes. I was like, girl, you need to calm down, because the fuck? It ain't his fault. You a bum? Listening to your daddy fuck your stepmama. That ain't his fault. That's yours.
That, and you know, I like Alexandra Warren's work. This book was not bad.
No, it wasn't.
I love the character development. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It had some funny moments, and the book just flowed. That's what one thing I like about her writing is, like, you can tell the growth of a character in her writing. Like, you start from, you know, the beginning, and as the story goes, as it builds up, you can tell, you can feel the growth in the characters.
Right.
This is one book by Alexandra that I ain't felt shit from this girl. Nothing. I feel she grew at all. Like, she just came off as one-dimensional to me, and she did not make any type of progress at all. I'm sorry. And when I got to the end of this book, when I tell you I was livid, you know how mad I was. Because I was like, what the fuck? Lance was basically in it from day fucking one.
He was in it from day fucking one. And for her to, number one, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I feel like everybody had some type of growth in this book except for Brianna. I felt like she stayed the same way throughout the whole book, and she wanted everybody to accommodate her, but you know, she couldn't accommodate anybody.
Bingo.
And it's like, you up and fucking, like, you go through this whole relationship with this man. First, you fucking fight him tooth and nail to even have a fucking relationship. Like, the man chasing you around with his fucking tongue out, and you're like, no. Okay, finally, he wears her down. And he's helping you out. Now, not to say that Lance was not on his fuck shit too, because when the way he played old girl out, yes, the other girl, the one that his trainer, he was messing around with, she was fucking crazy anyway. See, that's just fucking stalker vibes.
I knew she was gonna be a problem.
Tell you be together, y'all not the fuck together. I don't care if he do invite you to a game. Why the fuck are you showing up in the game and his motherfucking with his jersey number on? Bitch, he ain't never say y'all was a couple. Calm the fuck down.
Wait. She didn't have the jersey on. Was she out on somebody else's jersey? Yeah. Didn't she?
Huh?
Did she have on somebody else's jersey?
No, she had on his. That first game he invited her to, she had on his jersey. And yikes. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, not once did that man ever tell y'all was together. My thing with Lance is, the way she the way she was talking to him before he invited her to that game, you knew. You should have fucking put the bricks on there. Like, you know what? This thing, see, girl.
He should have had that situation. Because even
his way through that situation, and he should have handled that way better than him than that. Because I was like, you playing in this lady's face. Yeah, she crazy, but you playing in her face. That's how I felt. Because I was crazy. Like, girl, she had to.
First of all, why are you in the trash talking about lipstick? How the fuck you get in the trash? Looking at somebody, I know you had company. Girl, you on the schedule.
That was stalkerish, crazy vibes right there. He should have told her, you know what? We're not doing this no more, and you have to leave. Because why the fuck you going through that man garbage? You crazy. And he kept laughing it off, and I was like, I honestly thought Warren was going to take a turn towards motherfucking crazy, like stalker vibes and shit. Because I was like,
I thought something was going to go down with Raquel. That was her name, Raquel. I don't know what her name was,
but I was like, this hoe is crazy. Like, she's literally out her mind.
But Lance basically had her back.
He did.
Went into the house, believed in her dream, believed in her talent. Even when she got the job, didn't even tell the nigga she had a job. Dude showed up to her job, made a big purchase just so she can get the freaking commission. It was like he was always thinking about her, but she was thinking about her freaking self. She was selfish. Self-centered, didn't give a fuck about nobody else but herself. Lance encouraged her to start her little sneaker business, you know, customizing shoes. Tag on Instagram, boom, business off the ground. Like, this nigga was, he had your back. And this is the thing, women need to know when a nigga friggin' have their back, when a nigga down for them. Like, it was like she was friggin' clueless. She had no idea, like, this nigga was friggin' in it to win it. And she pissed me off.
She had to be, like, I've read some books where the women were written to be selfish, but this girl was literally the epitome of it. I said, because this man, he is literally backing you up through everything. He put you on with the ladies in the lingerie, with the ladies playing the football in the lingerie, and you, like, he was so supportive of her and what she was going through this whole book. And for her to turn around and pull that pussy bullshit that she did at the end, I was like, he should have sisters so they can fly to wherever the fuck she at and beat her ass. Like, just as soon as she opened the door, pow, punch her right in the face. Just like that.
And I don't condone violence most of the time.
When necessary, I condone
it. She needed a little pat out, you know. She needed a little something because she was self, man. I didn't need a quick like, tap in the face. And it's so funny. I'm coming off of Alexandra Warren. I'm coming off of friggin' Cage and Blue, Serena and Dre. And then you give me this bullshit. This freaking selfish ass girl. Lance was bait.
Lance deserved better.
And
then it's like, why? Oh, I want to fight you, Alexandra, because how we get to the end of this book and these niggas got a motherfucking long distance relationship because she want to go, what?
Let's back a little bit before we get there.
What we'll let's be backing up to? Because I'm done. And Lance was going through his own thing because he's playing his game and his team is going through the, about to be like their first Super Bowl and all that other stuff. He needed a hug at the end of that book.
Supporting her when he was going through his own shit. Don't forget that he was dropping top tier victory dick on her when they went. Like, made you had your family at home. You was getting victory dick after home games when he won. The dude invited you to move in with him. The dude tell you, hey, I got you until you get your shit together. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the dude put you on with your customized sneaker business, tagging you on Instagram and stuff like that. And first of all, she's a dumb ass broad because you worked for Nike for free. Nike did not even give you a job. Did your thing. You came back to Houston, did your thing. Lance and his freaking teammates saw what you was doing. Then Nike saw competition, so Nike wanted to eliminate the competition. So that's why Nike offered you that job. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I'm thinking what she was trying to talk about is female empowerment and not needing a man and all this other stuff. But let me tell you something, you dumb, because that was a bad decision that you make. It was dumb. It was
And to follow up on that, I agree with that. I get the whole female, you know, women empowerment and doing things on your own. But at the end, before we got to this, her getting this accomplishment that she finally wanted her doing, I guess her finally doing, you know, accepting a job and living her own life and having her own apartment and all this other stuff. Like, I get that, but it's not like you had a selfish motherfucker with you, okay, that you left behind. That man supported you through everything. That man got Nike in your motherfucking face. You did a fucking unpaid motherfucking internship with these motherfuckers.
Think about it. Nike had you in the place and they still didn't see your work. They let you fucking go.
You know what would have been the ultimate see to that organization going to work for somebody else, another sneaker brand. Maybe, I don't know, starting your own shit. That would have been even better.
But Aries Reed to mention, instead of going to working for Nike, you should have had a collaboration with Nike. Baby, your man is Lance from the Seahawks. You going backwards, sweetie. You going backwards.
Let me tell you something. You're stupid. Let me tell you something. What my boo Anthony Bourdain said, God bless his soul, okay? All money ain't good motherfucking money, okay? You could have did a good collab with them. You had Lance and his whole fucking Skyhawks team behind you. You could have did a collaboration with them and took off with your own brand feet motherfucking first. And then you were playing on the women's football. You could have did a motherfucking, you could have got a motherfucking football gig with the women's team.
And that's the thing.
I get what she did at the end of the book. She's coming from a place where shit didn't work out for her. She found herself back in her father's house. She ain't had no job. And the job she had to take, it's like, here I am with 2 degrees and I'm a motherfucking salesperson in a sneaker store. I fucking get it. I get it. That shit fucks with your fucking head, okay? But the support she had throughout that book ain't no motherfucking way.
And this man, and see, and that's the thing. You didn't have that job, but you had something better when Lance hooked you up with your own thing. You had something better. So you leaving a mansion in Houston to go freaking rent a 2-bedroom apartment in Oregon? Bitch, I'm saving my money and I'm letting him pay the bills. Now you over there paying your own goddamn bills. Wow. Like, I get it. You want to feel...
I have nothing with the narrative of women having their own, doing their own, building their own shit. But if you got a good motherfucking nigga behind you that's got the motherfucking ducats and it's going to be like, baby, do what the fuck you want to, go waste this money, whatever you want to do, then that's what you need to do. Not leave him. Stay where he at. Because the motherfucker Lance was willing to fucking throw his whole motherfucking bank account at you, girl.
And that's the thing.
You better catch that shit.
Lance making decisions with you in mind from get-go, from jump. Dusty ass didn't call you and you just forget about everything this nigga did for you. And you just, oh my God, like,
she was the epitome of selfishness. Like, she was so selfish. And then she's like, well, I was going to, and then like, you know, when we get towards the end of the story and he finds out and it's like, yeah, it's fucked up because you literally, it's like, well, I was going to tell you. Like, what? So it's like you're doing the same thing to him that you did before you left for college. When you left for college, you just up and fucking left. You ain't tell your motherfucking best friend since motherfucking middle school that you were going to a whole nother state. Use a selfish hoe.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, painting him like he's the bad person. He is not. He was not in the wrong. I'm sorry. He was not in the wrong. It was all
and,
on
and
her.
Listen,
he
and
was
let's not
to be upset.
And let's not dismiss the fact that this girl had her own shit going on, because you still at your big old age dealing with your parents' divorce. You ain't even, we ain't hear nothing about the mama to damn near end of the book. And let me tell you something. I wish a bitch would. I wish my kid would tell me, well, listen, when we got to the section where her mother was telling her, listen, this is what I was going through. Bad enough, I found out your fucking cheating ass daddy was cheating on me. And then he turned around and married the motherfucking bitch he was cheating on me with and moved her into our house. Our house. And you talking about something, I didn't want to leave my friends. Let me tell you something about me at this point, at this age right now. Bitch, go stay with your motherfucking daddy and his fucking nasty ass fucking new wife. Don't talk to me. How you understand where your daddy coming from, but not where your mother was the one that got cheated on.
And I get that, but remember what she said. She said she was a senior and she didn't want to change schools, so that's why she decided to stay with the father. But the mom did admit that she was going through her pain and she wasn't thinking clearly, that she didn't understand.
But how do you do that? The same thing she did to Lance just up and left, ain't speak to. How you not reach out to your mother?
Yes.
How you not even reach out to your mother and ask her how you know, are you okay? Like, I know shit is a little bit rocky between us, but are you okay? How are you? How do you not reach out to your mother?
It's obvious this girl has communication issues. She has entitlement issues where she feels like everybody needs to reach out to her, that she's not wrong, and everybody else is in the wrong. And I'm sorry, Alexandra. I'm sorry. I did not like this girl. This book would have been so much better for me if she was just not in it. She had a different disposition. I'm sorry. I just did not like her. And, you know, I love Alexandra Warren's books. But this heroine that she wrote, she was not it.
She was very unlikable. I wasn't a fan of Brianna. I thought she was just not a very likable character. I just wish she would have like came out of her own head and saw shit from everybody else's perspectives. I think she was way too concentrated on me, and what's going on with me, that she couldn't see anything else with anybody else, you know, what was going on with anybody else. And I was like, yeah, okay.
And that's the thing.
I guess.
We started the book with her focusing on herself, thinking about herself, making decisions, and not thinking about anybody else who's in her life.
Yeah.
And her doing the same thing. Nothing change. She ain't changed. She's still on the bullshit.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah, this was a character. Yeah, I this was a character I felt like, you know, most stories I read, I feel like there's some growth with the characters. Yeah. And I feel with her, there was none. I just felt like even towards the end of the story, when she made that decision to leave again, and I was just like, now after all this shit we done went through, now you just gonna do the same. You're doing the same thing that you doing before. And like I said, I get it. I understand it. You were in a situation where shit was bad, and you feel like this move would have changed things. But it didn't. I mean, I don't know. I guess it did, I guess, because, you know, by then we're at the end of the story. But Yeah, she can get gone somewhere. I was just like, she just wasn't a very likable character.
And then the ending was just like meh.
It was, well, for me, it read like a happily for now.
Wow.
Which is fine. You know, it was a HFN, which is now, you know, I mean, which is fine. You know what I mean? I just don't, my thing is with this ending, it's like, we here, and now we have these two people doing this long distance relationship,
and I'm just getting married. It's like now it's you're like getting so eventually you're gonna have to move your ass back to Houston anyway. If you, I mean, y'all gonna have a long distance marriage. Why are we doing this? It's like it just makes no sense. And maybe it's because I don't like her, so it's like everything she do is gonna irritate
me. It's gonna irritate you.
And I'm Alexandra, and you know I be loving your shit. Like, you gave me Cage, you gave me Blue, and then this one right here. What I do to you to deserve this? Lance is bae. Like, I love me some Lance. He's just everything.
Lance was a total... He's like the most... He's the supportive character that you want to see inside of a story. And I guess that's the kind of character, I guess he was the kind of character we need for to play off Brianna's character, because Brianna just came off very selfish, mm-hmm. and just like so focused on her fucked upness. It's like she didn't have time to think about what anybody else was going through. And that's why I was so irritated with her throughout this book, because the situation with Lance, it kind of like rolled over into the situation with her mom. My thing is with the mom is like, again, I understand it, but it's like you don't even reach out to your mother. You just automatically assume, well, my mother must hate me because I chose my dad over her. And it's like, this fucking woman gave birth to you. Why the fuck would she hate you? Maybe think you're stupid, but she didn't hate you. But the fact that she didn't even reach out or act like your mother was going through a divorce where she found out her fucking husband was cheating on her. And then again, married the fucking bitch he was cheating with. And you didn't even have the motherfucking, even... Now, you being a high school senior, I get it. Because motherfuckers' kids are selfish. They're some selfish, greedy little motherfuckers. But as a fucking adult, you don't reach out to your mother and ask your mother, how, Mom, is everything okay? You okay?
Nah, mama could have reached out too, though. She's the mama.
She could have. But I'm in the mother's boot. Fuck you. And fuck your daddy.
Oh, my God.
That's how I feel about the situation. But I'm just...
Like I said, I liked this book, but I didn't love it. And my team, Lance really helped this book for me.
He sure
did. Nothing to do with Alexandra's writing style or anything. It was very hard for me to even stomach this girl. And usually that don't happen for me, but every time she would come up, I would have the stank face. You know, the blue eyes first when she was looking down, I would have that face like, ugh.
Like,
I just didn't like her. I feel like Lance
bitch again.
And to make Lance go and apologize to her with Dior's, you fucking lying. She don't deserve them Dior's. No, she didn't.
I was like, why is he even up? Again, he had his moments in this book, and he did do some bullshit too.
Yes,
but his shit was not egregious, just as egregious as hers was. She was on some bullshit. It ain't compare. It didn't compare. It don't compare. Okay? But I agree.
But these situations that Lance had... The fuck boy situations, these, granted, they was fuck shit, but these happened before they even got into any type of commitment.
Yep.
When the commitment, Lance was making decisions for the unit.
Yes. And he quickly shut that shit down once old girl got out of pocket.
Exactly.
So, you know, I agree. I enjoyed the story. The story definitely had its funny moments, definitely some fucking hysterical moments.
Listen, that snail thing.
I fell out. Have mercy.
Alexander, but, you were cool for that.
But, you know, I loved Lance's character. But, yeah, and the writing smoothly. Seamless, just flows right in.
Never have a problem with her writing.
No problem with the writing. But that motherfucking Brianna, she can go to hell. She
could bungee jump from the crack of my ass. Because she
just made this story. So, oh Lord, Lance saved this motherfucking book.
Because Lance, very I'm alive. Looking forward to the second installment of this book. Oh, and another thing. One thing you can always get from Alexandra. Sports. This girl knows her shit. You hear me?
Yeah, I love how she gave us, because, you know, I feel like with a lot of sports romances, they don't go, you know, we didn't get a whole lot of detail, but we got detail of him playing his game.
Yes.
Him going through the motions.
The QB1, you know. The pick six, another pick six. We were on the field.
Yes, we got scenes with them on the field with his motherfucking team. And I even love the mention of her bringing in the lady football players.
Yes, the lingerie. And then we even got, I like Brianna. One thing about her I like, this is the only thing I like about her, that she was a track. So we had a little bit of track in there. We had the lingerie league in there. You know, so I'm thinking maybe she's going to probably do something with the lingerie.
Ooh, she do a lingerie league? Come on, Alexandra. That girl, we just gave it to you. Come on with the lingerie league football series. Come on. With the black women football players. Come on.
They're getting top. Their dick drop off and they the stars instead of the men. And I liked how one thing but her, she knows her sports. She is like, honestly, I don't know who really writing sports romance like Alexandra Warren right now. I mean, for me. I mean, hey, I like. Hey.
No tea, no shade.
The perfect.
No, that's definitely shade. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it is brazenly shady, but anyway. But.
Message.
The balance between sports and romance, right. Characters, everything was put together. Perfect. Yeah. Then she had Brianna in this bitch.
Yeah.
That would be my Brie. Then she put Brianna in this bitch, and I was like, okay, girl. But the sports was just amazing. Her describing the plays. I was on the field. I felt like I was on the field when the QB won through the pick six. I was like, oh shit, Dami threw two of them bitches. So it was like, it was good.
I agree. The balance between the football. I agree. I thought the balance between the football and the romance was really well done. Mm-hmm. I think she did an amazing job.
Amazing job.
But Brianna was just a very unlikable asshole. That's it. She was
selfish, self-centered, and I ain't a hoe. And that's on period.
We ain't like her.
Yeah. But overall, for me, I gave it 4 stars.
How many?
I gave it 4 stars. Round up to 4. It was like 3.8. So I just rounded to 4.
Well, I'm on StoryGraph now, and StoryGraph allows you to do half-star reviews. Get with it, Goodreads. I rated it 3.75. So, yeah, rounded up that to a 4. So I'm not mad at it, but
Brianna. Brianna, I was like, okay, girl.
We said, forget this girl.
Forget this trip. She ain't deserve Lance. All that top dead dick he was dropping off, and this was
giving her the top dead juicy dick. I was like, give it to her. And she ain't deserve it. She ain't deserve it. Lance.
And I'm back on them goddamn Dior's. You ain't deserve them Dior's either, baby.
Girl, you ain't deserve them shoes or the dick. You ain't deserve nothing. Helpful. But anyway. Let's move on to the other
one. You know, I'm feeling
Yeah, I know. So the next book we're going to talk about is, but we ain't mad at you, Alexandria.
Not you, Alex. Brianna.
We ain't mad at Brianna. Because Lance deserved better. But anyway, we're going to move on over to our next book, which is Fumbled Recovery by Ray Sean. This is my first time same for Tama. So this is the first read for both of us. Mm-hmm. This is the first time read for both of us here at the podcast. And this is another sport of football related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, football.
Sports romance. So, Lord, in this book, we have Alvin and Alani, who were together in college, but Alvin did some fuck shit. And now I think we're 3 years out.
Actually, I thought it was a year.
Was it a year or three?
Yeah, it's just a year out, I think.
It was a year out?
Yeah.
I thought it was more.
I thought it was a year. Child, don't get me to lie. And I thought he said it's been a year.
Well, it's been a year or three years out. And Alani is now this successful, got her own little business. She does interior designs for new homes, things of that nature. And Alvin is a very
sophomore. I think he's a sophomore.
Sophomore year. He's a very popular football player now. But the reason that these two are no longer together is because, like I said, Alvin did some fuck shit. But they end up running back into each other, not on purpose. Alvin was pretty much, in my opinion, a stalker throughout this motherfucking book.
Yeah, he concocted his little situation. And
Alvin realized that he fucked up. And throughout this book, he is trying to get Alani to forgive him for being a selfish ass prick. And yeah, there goes our story, or you know, that's the gist of our story. Go ahead.
This story was interesting.
I really gotta think about this one, huh?
Yeah, because I liked how it started off with I think Alani is her name, right?
Yeah.
I like how she made the decision. Basically, your boy, what's his name again?
Alvin.
Alvin knew that he was going to the NFL, and he basically wanted her to put her dreams and hopes aside and follow him. And she was like, yo, nah. I have this internship thing that she wanted to do. And he was basically telling her, nah, you could always apply for that. And she was like, it don't work that way. So she was like, and he has abandonment issues. So when she did, you know, walk away and say she needs some time to think, he assumed that they broke up. So he gone and find himself the quickest Becky. And
he went and found himself a snow bunny.
Yeah, and started tonguing her up on sight. So basically, over an argument, he basically started a new relationship with somebody else.
Which was crazy.
I like the fact that she chose, you know, to go to her little internship to further her education instead of following him when he said that, oh, you need to just come go with me. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
no, I definitely understand. Like,
what I didn't like was the little manipulative concoction he conspired away to get her to see him again. I ain't like that shit.
Alvin was really an unlikable character inside of this book because I felt like he really played on that, you know, I'm this changed person. I'm not that guy anymore. But the moves that he played on her throughout this book to be back in her life and to get her to see that he supposedly wasn't this person anymore. It was ridiculous because he pretty much hounded her throughout this book, and then he pretty much forced her to not to continue doing the job she was doing, even when she found out that it was him, and she was like, oh, fuck this, I ain't doing this. Like, you, no. He pretty much made it hard for her. Not hard for her, but he pretty much was like, well, I'm the client, and I have these demands and these changes, and you're supposed to do them. Yeah. And I just felt like that was just very manipulative and selfish of him. And the way he hounded her throughout this book, when she kept telling him, it is over, leave us alone, leave me alone, I've moved on, you need to let it go. And the way he, like, I was just like, he was fucking, number one, he was too fucking arrogant. His motherfucking ego kept getting in the motherfucking way, because I still felt like he was in college. Like, I'm this motherfucking, now it's like, I'm this motherfucking famous football player. How dare you turn me down? And it's like, nigga, she ain't got to be with you. She ain't got to be with you. Number one, you dogged her out. And your motherfucking, because of your abandonment issues, you obviously your fucking comprehension skills went out the motherfucking window too, because y'all have one argument and you automatically like, it's over. When the girl, only thing the girl said was like, we need some motherfucking time. Let me go away for the weekend and think about this. Y'all first fucking argument and you thought y'all broke up. Like, your comprehension skills was in the motherfucking, it was in hell. It was below hell. It was in the fucking depths of motherfucking earth somewhere. Like, what the fuck?
He bulldozed his way back into her life. And it was like, when he get back in his life, it was like, Alani, she changed. At first, she was this boss bitch doing things for herself, making moves. And it's like, when he bulldozed his way back in her life, she became all about him. Taking all his time off of work, making sure that he's okay, nursing him. And I'm like, I feel like he did not do enough work to get her back. It was like all he did was like, oh, you missed this, huh? You remember how I get down, or you remember this dick. Like, anybody care about your ashy ass dick? How about that? You embarrassed this girl. You understand? She was with you at the draft, and then 2 days later, you was with somebody else. Y'all was all secretive in freaking college. Then too, after all this shit, you way out in the freaking open with the new girl. It's like, that shit is embarrassing. And she told you she wanted her space. You didn't give her space. It was like, the fuck?
He didn't even give her her space. Even when his fucking family members and everybody around him was like, back off her, leave her alone. And I can't. And it's are you fucking stupid? I was just like, what? Like, it's like he had no respect for her space. He had no respect for her space. Because for like pretty much 50% of this book, we have him pretty much hounding her. To me, it was borderline fucking harassment, because then you showing up at her motherfucking job because she refuses to see you, only in a professional way. So you show up at her motherfucking job to the point where you make this lady fucking leave her own motherfucking building. I wish a bitch would. I'm calling the cops. And we not calling the cops on black people in 2021, but he would have had the motherfucking cops to call on him. Hey, I'm not leaving my motherfucking building that I motherfucking bought, paid for with my hard-earned money, because you are old ignorant ass. I was not doing it, Alvin. You got to stop it. Everybody was telling him, stop, give her her space, let her breathe, and he wouldn't let her breathe. And I get it. I understand the desperation of him realizing, like, I fucked this up. But my thing is, he was so fucking annoying with this shit. It was borderline annoying to read, Alvin, because I was like, nigga, you is annoying. You is annoying me, my soul, everything. I can't take it. No.
And then he started off as such an asshole. And it's like, how do you expect this girl to fall in love with you or to want to take you back? And you're behaving like a douche canoe.
Because you're basically finding things about her work to make her stay on to that assignment. So you can have written, so you can keep telling her you fucked up. We all, everybody know you fucked up, Alvin.
We knew.
You ain't got to keep repeating it. That's why she said fuck you and she wasn't going to be bothered. But he was so annoying to me. Like, I just could not get past his character. I really wanted somebody to beat the brakes off of him. Because it was like, how fucking annoying can you be when you have your own fucking brothers telling you back up off that girl and leave her alone and you don't? Like, what is wrong with you? I understand the abandonment issues, but how do you not respect somebody enough to give them their space to, Nick, let me breathe, let me be mad, let me get over it if I want to?
This book was very fast paced. I did like how all the brothers were, the family dynamics, even though they were adopted, was good. I liked how all of them was in the NFL and it was like they played for different teams and it was like this big rivalry, but not really a rivalry when they would play.
Especially with the fucking grandmother.
Grandma betting the twins, you understand what I'm saying? Like
my motherfucking money.
I did want more sports in this book. Like, we didn't really get a lot of play-by-play action in this book. It wasn't as fleshed out as I would have liked it to be. The sex scenes were like fade to black to me, and I ain't like that shit, because I need to know, is the coochie wet, is the dick pre-cum coming out? Like, give me something. Is it going and sliding in from the front, from the back, from the side? Like, something I need to know. Like, we didn't get that, and I feel like we didn't really see their relationship develop on the pages. We didn't see him going out on dates or, you know, trying to win her back. It was just him being bullheaded, and I could not subscribe to that type of.
Because I feel like I understand this is a fictional story, but I just feel like IRL in real life, like, this shit would not have gone down, because I just feel like, the story, the romance moved too fast, because agree. We went from him being bullheaded to her being standoffish to him having this problem, having this accident on the field, to them, like, all of a sudden they fucking and now they together. And I was just like, and I get him, he profusely apologized throughout the book, but it was just like we didn't see a development of their relationship. Really didn't. We had, like, we got tellings of, you know, his abandonment issues and how he was adopted into this family, you know. And, you know, she had her issues. She had her self-esteem issues, because immediately, you know, he left her, you know, for this, you know, this slim white girl. And here she is, this, you know, this dark-skinned, you know, curvy black woman. And it's like, you know, she has these self, you know, she had like these self-esteem issues and all this other stuff, which I'm really tired of getting, but of reading about, because I'm like,
I guess
we're no longer at that level. I mean, you know, it's just like, it's just very taxing to read. It wasn't very heavy. It wasn't very heavy on page, which I liked. But it's you know, it was just the underlinings of it there, you know, because she kept saying, like, as we're reading her sections of the book, she's like, oh, I thought I got past this, you know, I'm I'm a strong black woman, hear me roar.
And I know why you left me. And you know, I know why you left me, because I was thick and, you know.
Yeah, I was thick and I was dark skinned. I was like, here we go with that tired ass story again. But, you know, it is what it is, you know, and it's not like that's not an issue. That is still very much a real life, a real thing issue, but it's just like, okay. But for me, yeah, agreed. The story went too fast, but Alvin was very much the annoying character. He was very bullheaded. He was very much of an asshole. And I don't think he deserved her. No. Like, he really, really didn't. And, and she forgave him way too fast.
Too fast. And she spent a lot of time setting up Cosmo's story. I feel like the time she spent setting up Cosmo or Casmo and his best friend could have been more of a on-page scenes when it came to Alvin and Alina. Like, you tell us Cosmo and your girl like each other and we gonna see them the next book or, you know, something. Yeah. But yeah. she was going really deep into detail, and I was like, this is a lot of information. Now, don't get me wrong, I would like to meet Cosmo and your girl because that shit is going to be hot. But this wasn't the time for us to be knowing all of their personal issues and trying to figure out if she like him, and I don't care. Right now, this is about Alvin and so-and-so. So, right. Like, that time could have been spent giving us, you know, a little bit more, showing us what Alvin did to get her back, because honestly, he ain't did shit. He didn't know. Even, and that's the thing, like, these niggas out here doing all this fucked up shit, and y'all just making them one little piece of, oh, you like this dick, huh? And then together, no, I don't want your dick. Like, what about respect, honesty? What about communication? What about loyalty? You know, what about not making me look stupid? Yeah. Those things help too.
Yeah, they help a whole motherfucking lot.
Exactly. But, you know, overall, it was an interesting story.
Yeah, I feel like the story had potential.
Yeah, for the first time also. I feel like
the pacing was too fast.
Yeah.
There was, for me, it was really no development of their relationship on page. We pretty much got him being a bullheaded asshole, her pushing back, and then the next thing you know, he has this accident on Phil, you know.
And then he showed up to the hotel, and she
riding with it. My thing is, the thing that you deny him in fucking school, you gave to him in the story. You left your job to pretty much take time off so that he can have support during him playing. And I was just like, no.
I wanted to see that same strong woman who, I wanted to see the woman who told him, no, I'm putting my, you know, my dreams and my aspirations versus, like, she just did not show up when he talked. But yeah, you like this dick, huh? You remember what I did with the dick?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I get it, because at that point we already knew that she was still in love with him. She still wanted to be with him, so it was pretty much no denying that at the fact, you know, especially once she started sleeping with him, because I was like, girl, just give the draws and, you know, stop fighting it. But yeah, there was really, yeah, I feel like, yeah, there was no development of the relationship on page. I feel like, yeah, we should have got more of them, like, reconciling and dating or something, you know. But
we did get them talking a little bit about what happened and their what he felt in the situation that he, you know, how he miscommunicated because of what happened with his adoption and shit. That, we got that. But he needed to do more. Agreed. More done. That was not enough.
I agree.
More needed to be done.
I agree. I feel like he should have been doing more on page. It was like something, there was like a chunk of the development of that relationship missing. That's how I felt about it.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm not mad at the story. I think the story had potential, but again, like, how I felt like Brianna made, you know, the first book in the story, how she made it so difficult to fully enjoy it. I feel the same thing with Alvin. He just made the story really difficult.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like he was just doing too fucking much on Paige, and I really couldn't enjoy it. And I was just like, no. And I just felt like everybody, you know, not everybody, even though people were telling him to leave her alone, you know, it was just like, listen, I'm telling my mother, you look, I love you, but you got to get gone now, because don't tell me, don't let nobody fuck with my money. I don't want to be around this man. You know, I got other jobs, okay? We ain't losing shit.
Yeah. I feel like he...
He was manipulative, and he's a selfish asshole. And, I went
and it was very manipulative. And then he got that... the lady involved in it too,
really,
like
involved, and then she's lying with old lying ass.
Child, but so overall, it was a good start to the series, and yeah. It enough where I am waiting for the second book in the series. So, yeah, that's a good thing. Overall, I did give it 3 stars.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to Cosmo and his best friend, because Cosmo looked like he got, actually he has big dick energy, but it's a different energy and big dick, because niggas them out there got big dick energy, but they ain't got big dick. So I want to know if Cosmo got the big dick to go with the big dick energy that he exhibited on the pages of this book, because it's just that the way that he looked at his best friend, the way that he covers her, the way that he cares for her, I know he gonna fuck the shit out of her when this book come, and I hate. I know you told me not to be in these authors' inbox, but I wasn't really in her inbox. I commented on a story. Mm-hmm. I said, yo, when Cosmo come in? I was in an inbox. I commented on the story, so that's a difference.
It's true.
So I'm looking forward to the second book in the series. And I love all of the twin brothers. They're on football teams, and they're all going to have their books. So I'm looking possibly to get more in depth on the adoption situation with all the different boys, because we really didn't get a lot of that. So yeah, I want to go,
like, even the system there, it's an interesting setup for the series, because like the family is like this sports family, so it's interesting to see where she goes with this series.
Yeah,
so I'm not mad at it. Same thing, I rated it 3 stars. I'm willing to go into the second book.
Yeah,
you ain't got to push me over a cliff to read it.
I'm going, because Cosmo ass. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this man name right, but him, I'm waiting on him.
Baby. But yeah, I'm not mad at this book. It just didn't meet my expectations, but
yeah.
I liked Alani, but Alvin
was just
off a motherfucking cliff and died. I wouldn't even care. Hate to say that, but it's a fictional character, but that's how I feel.
Alvin was doing the most.
He was doing weird.
And Alani disappointed me, because I wanted her to keep that same stance she had when she decided she was going to push aside her dreams and aspirations to be with him. And then fast forward all this time, here she come, taking off work and all this. Girl, if you don't get the fuck. For these niggas. Girl. Okay, girl.
Well. And that, my friends, is Fumble Recovery. We are looking forward to, just like the first book, I'm looking forward to reading more in this series. I just think for me, this book suffered from first in the series, first in the series blues. But also, I just didn't like Alvin. He was a fucking jackass. Yeah. He was an asshole.
And I just feel like Alani, she just gave in so quick. Like, this nigga done shame you up like this, and you ain't even go, girl, get the fuck.
Fight.
You gonna have to shoot. I'm gonna ask you where I'd be like, where the stars at? I need a crystal from now.
I wasn't mad at him running throughout this book begging like a motherfucker, because I was like, you need for the shit he that you begging. Did. You should have been on your knees every day of the motherfucking week begging. Begging.
Yeah. So oh shit. The sister. She's an Olympic volleyball player.
Yeah, she didn't make it. Olympics.
She didn't make it, but she's a volleyball player. I am okay. Yes, yes, yes.
So I'm interested. That's why I said I'm interested in reading this story. I love the whole football setup, and I love the idea of the sister being, you know, a professional volleyball player. Like I very much want that story. Like
I want that story. I wish you would
give me the sister.
Cosmo is coming up soon, but I wish you would write the sister next, because
that would be so good.
Man, I'm interested in that volleyball story.
I know one thing. Somebody better give me a fucking Lady Lingerie series. That's what I do. That's what I've been.
Alexandra Warren. We want the lingerie series. You right there, so you might as well go ahead and just drop the heat out there. And imagine all the niggas that's gonna be out there. Imagine them friggin' getting dick drop off because they the popular friggin' lingerie football. Like, you know,
why can't we get a story with a chick from the Lady Lingerie team just fucking niggas because she want to?
Period.
And then a nigga that really like her just come in, just, you know, like, girl, stop with all this dick and get this dick. And
it's you'd be like, get the stable dick. Stop playing with these unstable dick. Get the stable, okay?
The one that sit up straight, baby.
We need it. You ready? Put it out there. You might as well go ahead and make it do what it do.
I read it, so I feel like, you know, you put it in there. I read it, seen it with my own eyes. So I just feel like, you know, it should be a thing now.
Well, you know what, Alexandra? We need the lingerie. Ray, we would like the volleyball story after Cosmo, because Cosmo already there. I already waiting to fight in the day.
Because why can't we get the sister and her team of volleyball players type of story, huh? Why can't we get
that? And hopefully, well, she already got passed up for the Olympics, so we can.
She's a professional. Valuable.
Maybe she'll win a tournament or something like that. Love with the umpire or coach of the next or the rival team or something. I don't. It could be sports and forbidden. You know I love forbidden. So.
Here the fuck we go. Here we go with her.
Listen.
What?
More points. Age gap.
Well, at least we can get a story. Fuck, this dog just jumped from the chair to the bed. Anyway, this dog is always doing some crazy shit when I'm recording. What in the hell? But anyway, yeah. So again, love. Listen, I enjoy both stories, even though we have very irritating characters in both.
Oh my god, it just seemed like tonight was like the case of the irritate. And the good thing about it is that we didn't have both men being irritated. We had a woman and a man, so it was like, you know.
Look at that, we mixed it up a little bit. Spectrums and shit.
Yeah, and I liked them both enough, whereas I am very, very interested in the second. And I will definitely read more books from these authors. So, well, everybody knows that I'm always reading Alexandra House. But Rayshawn is a new author for me, and she got me where I'm reading. I'll read more stories because I said, I was in her inbox. Like, you be coming at me. I was commented on a story, and I asked her about Cosmo. I think that's his name, Cosmo. I'm sorry if I'm fucking it up, but I just want his character. He just seems so intense on pay. You don't think so? Like, out of all the brothers, like, oh, and he's a quarterback too. And then he was like and his accuracy as a quarterback. You know what they say, but men who accurate on the freaking field.
Oh my god, y'all. if you can like handle that ball, you can handle the pussy.
Yeah. But he was so accurate on it. Just imagine how he's going. But that coochie
really, really good.
You gonna tear that shit up, girl. Like, and for she, real.
And it's like, I love the play that she gave us on their relationship because yeah. That fucking friend is in love with him.
They both in love with each other.
But she's showing it more on sleeve than he is.
Yeah.
Like, he's
yeah.
trying to play it off. But mm-hmm. she is like puppy dog, fucking heart eyes in love, bitch.
Yeah. So, and she be looking at him, and I'm like,
I was like, ooh, you staring real hard, girl. You want that old time.
She gave us enough that got us. Yeah. Okay, girl. I'm excited. Okay.
Well, we'll see where this, we'll see where it goes. But for both of us, we enjoyed both books. We had our mm-hmm. issues with both, but we also enjoyed them. And mm-hmm. we'll definitely be checking out more of these authors' work.
Well, yes, Alexandra, definitely.
Alexandra Warren is a household name here.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Now we're adding Rayshawn to the house.
And yes, Ray. Come on in, girl. We don't even be we ain't even that bad. We just talk shit from time to time, but we cover here. Welcome, boo.
We be talking. We don't be talking that much shit. We be
no. And I'm glad we found her.
Yeah.
Glad we found her so we could be introduced to this good series because it's always good to find Black sports books.
Yes.
So I'm like, she was like, I'm writing, and I'm like, girl, you writing slow. But anyway.
Lord Jesus, be a merry home.
You know how I am when I start obsessing over it. I'd be like,
hurrah. A little bit faster. Take your time, girl. I just want a story that I can fucking fawn over and talk about on Twitter because I am taking an Instagram break right now. So, yeah, I just want something I can fucking do Twitter threads on, you know? So, yeah. Cause when I'm excited about a book, you got a thread, bitch. You got a
thread. Yeah. Mm-hmm, you sure do. I love the threads. I love them. I be cackling, child.
Yeah, if I can find the right gift, child.
But you always have the perfect gift, though.
I be looking, girl. I be looking.
I be loving them. I be like, well, why I can't find these shit? My gifts be basic as fuck. Like, I'm just help me. Gift 101, me bitches. Like.
101.
I don't want to ask because I be just basic as fuck. Suffering. Yeah. Help me.
That's the same suffering succotash.
Help me. But tonight was fun.
It was fun. I had fun. I enjoyed both books. We will be back with the next episode. We're still going to be talking about
sports. So we got two more books for y'all. Two more books for that ass. Yes. For that ass.
We on it this month.
So we'll see you guys on the I'm not gonna give a date because you know I don't know that shit. Just know that we coming.
Don't back. Be acting like I'm keeping secrets and shit. You know, she just ain't want to spill tea, y'all. That's all.
It gonna be soon, though.
It will be
all right, soon. Y'all. Good night.
Good night. And we will see y'all. We'll talk to y'all on the next recording. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. It's Sharonda at Brazen Bait Reviews. If you're at the end of this episode, we thank you so very much. Be sure you're following us on our social media platforms. We're on Instagram at Brazen Bait Reviews Podcast, and we're on Twitter at Brazenly Shady. Check out the books we read for this episode. The details are in the show notes. And until the next bout of shenanigans, we'll talk to y'all then.